I want to take a moment as this 2012 corn harvest continues. I would guess that the guys sitting in that combine cab are keeping a close eye on that yield monitor this year. And once the harvest is complete, a lot of that information is going to be coming out. How much emphasis should we be placing on all of this data that we're going to be seeing?
When I look at this year's data that's coming from Farmers Fields, as well as our plot data, it's one there that we're going to have to be very careful on how to look at this data and making sure that it's not going to greatly influence our buying decision for next year's seed purchases. The big thing about this year is, you know, we start with our early plantings, and then it just seemed from, you know, no subsoil moisture to the wind storm in late June, to the heat and moisture stress during flowering time, and then we saw a lot of cannibalization of the stock to fill the ears, a lot of stress on that corn crop, and basically affected our yields. And looking at what's coming out of the farmers' fields this year, you know, really we can't just go by this year's data and to make our decision on purchasing hybrids. We're going to have to go back to 2011 in places. Now, there's some areas up in northern Ohio, northeast Ohio, where they had rain, and they have some better yields than that, that I think those yields are okay that they go ahead and, you know, go from that data there for their decision-making. However, in these areas, especially, you know, west of Interstate 75, southwest Ohio, western Ohio, northwest Ohio, even central Ohio is where we really had this drought conditions. You know, we're going to have to seriously take a look at 2 years' data to see how our hybrids have done. Talked to a customer last night that his best hybrid in 2011 was his worst hybrid in 2012. So, you know, we're going to really have to take a serious look on how we use this plot data correctly so that we can make good decisions for next year's crop.
I was going to say, Bill, it seems to me human nature that if we had a hybrid that did not perform very well this year, but maybe did in 2011, we would maybe want to turn away from it and look for something else.
Every year it seems like we're getting newer hybrids are being released with better genetics for yield and agronomic preferences, and especially this year, talking to several farmers, customers, they're really looking at hybrids with, you know, better drought tolerance and better genetics with the drought tolerant gene. And we have those that are starting to be released in the industry today, and that's going to be part of that customer's buying decision, seeing how these drought tolerant hybrids are doing, and to probably have a portion of that in their hybrid package for next year.
Bill, are there any other things that we should be keeping notes on as we go through this 2012 harvest?
Yes. When we look at these hybrids, as we're going down through there, we're going to be able to tell, you know, any lodging, how the hybrid stood during the stress type conditions. You know, one thing is, just looking at plot data right now, even for farmers' fields, I'm seeing where our 108, 111 relative maturity hybrids aren't doing that well. They're the ones that seem to get really hurt, especially during that flowering time with the conditions we had. The fuller season corns, you know, they picked up a little bit better in their yields, but still not to the degree that we've had in past years. So if we're running with the combine down through the field, we can make some notes. We look at our yields, you know, take the yield after the field's been harvested, and then look at that same hybrid or hybrids that we had in 2011.
Bill, from what you're seeing, what has surprised you the most about this 2012 crop?
I guess what surprised me the most is how some of these hybrids have responded during pollination time, the flowering period of that corn crop. Now, some of them really seem to take the drought tolerance a little bit better, especially the fuller season corns. Some of the early maturing hybrids didn't seem to do so well. Plus, the fact is we didn't have moisture later on, you know, to help fill the crop and that pollination. was a key issue this year. And surprisingly, I guess and on a positive note, Dave, is how good these hybrids did under the circumstances. Originally, I was looking at 40, 50 bushel corn yields in that. Yeah, since August, it seems like it has come up to where we're going to be pushing probably on the average 90 to 110 bushel. So, you know, really how that hybrid handled the stress, I think is something to look at, and it's a positive aspect of that genetic performance for that hybrid.